Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
Bless my soul. Didn't think I'd make it to 22 years old.
This is Alabama Shakes with their song Hold On. They'll be among 23 bands performing at the Boston Calling Music Festival at City Hall Plaza this weekend. Alabama Shakes there, and joining me now is Aaron Dessner. He's co-curator of Boston Calling, which he's been doing since 2013. It's his job to plan the musical lineup to decide which 23 artists can appeal to the broad musical tastes of Bostonians. Aaron is also a member of the Grammy-nominated band The National. He's produced albums for a bunch of folks, including Mumford & Sons and Sharon Van Etten. And Aaron Dessner is with us now to talk about this year's Boston Calling. Great to meet you, Aaron. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I'd love to listen just to a little bit more of this song by the Alabama Shakes, which is going to be headlining Sunday night. All right, so Aaron, why did you want to include Alabama Shakes in the Boston Calling lineup this year?
Alabama Shakes, this song is from their last album, not their current album, but they are a real force of nature, and I feel like they've, for something that has really exploded and hit the mainstream, it's just incredibly authentic and real and powerful. And Brittany Howard's voice and her guitar playing in the band, they have almost like this CCR-like quality to the simplicity of the songs and the tone that's there. But then it has a kind of larger-than-life widescreen thing about it that kind of really broadcasts. There aren't that many things that really hit mainstream radio that I get excited about. So when something does, then I'm just really excited.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that, about what excites you. When you're thinking about the lineup, is there something in particular that you're looking for that's happening in the music world right now?
I think that music is, every year there's some sort of shift that happens a little bit, and I'm not so interested in that as much as I'm just interested in songcraft and in authenticity and kind of people that are sincere about what they're doing, or if they're ironic, that they're, that it's really interesting. I guess when we program Boston Calling, it's a combination of what we love and what we'd like to have and who's available, and it's kind of a logic game sometimes as far as figuring out who might actually be able to be in this area at this time.
Right, at the right time. Yeah. Well, let's hear some more music that's going to be featured at Boston Calling. This is the song Youth by the band Daughter. Let's listen to it a little bit.
Insights for fun. Collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this.
All right, that's the band Daughter with their song Youth. Tell us something about this band. Sounds really interesting.
Daughter is a band from London that has actually opened a number of tours for the National, and it's a trio, and they make really beautiful, dark, atmospheric indie rock, essentially. But the rhythms and the kind of melody in it, I find kind of very intoxicating, and they've just been one of those bands that when they open for you on tour, you all go out and watch, and I think that's and they're good, good comrades, and so they have a new album that's coming out soon, and this is kind of the single from their previous album, but it's definitely worth hearing a whole set.
Well, they really sound like they're worth it. So they're a smaller indie band. There are more mainstream acts this weekend too. We mentioned Alabama Shakes, and of course you have the very popular Hozier performing. I want to talk about him in a moment, but are you looking to balance the sort of lesser known bands with a couple of the big ones? I mean, what's your thinking about that?
Yeah, I think part of the great thing about Boston Calling is there are two stages, only two stages, and so everyone watches everything. There's no overlap between the stages, so one band will play, and then there's sort of a shift, and on the other stage another one starts. And so it's a great opportunity for underground or lesser known bands to play for a very large audience. So that's, it's exciting on when you book the undercard, as they call it, so that, you know, not the top three or four names, but below that, can be a great opportunity for bands who would normally play for 500 people in Boston to get to play for 20,000. Mm-hmm. So for a band like Daughter, I think that's, you know,
big
a
deal.
Very exciting thing.
Yeah. So one of the bigger acts that you're going to be featuring is Hozier, as we mentioned. So let's listen to his song. This is called Someone New.
Just a little or a little bit every day with someone new.
So Hozier there, what a great sort of powerful presence he presents. What appeals to you about Hozier?
I think his, you know, everybody knows his song Take Me to Church, and
right.
I think sometimes when I hear a song enough, I'll go and sit at the piano and pick it out. And I think when I picked that song out, I realized how well constructed and how kind of deep the songwriting is, and musically and lyrically, and there's a sort of gospel inflection in his vocal and his arrangements and in his vocal work, and also like a real, as far as the production on the album, it's just it feels just right to me. And yeah, he's also, I think he has a bit of a classical background as a singer, and he's, you know, I have a lot of Irish friends who know him and love him, and there's just, you know, again, he's a someone who's really made it, and I couldn't celebrate that enough because he's genuinely a great songwriter.
Aaron, we only have a few seconds left, really, but as we mentioned, you play guitar and keyboard and write much of the music for the critically acclaimed band The National. What's going on with The National right now?
Well, we've sort of had a year off after, you know, touring Trouble Will Find Me for 2 years or something, but we're gathering actually next week to sort of dive in again, and there's a lot of sketches that we've sort of been changing hands, and everybody's excited to get together. I'm building a studio up in upstate New York on my farm that I bought, and so it's kind of going to be our new clubhouse, but yeah, I'm excited to see those guys.
Well, Aaron Dessner is co-curator of Boston Calling. He's also in the Grammy-nominated band The National. To learn more about Boston Calling this weekend, you can go to radioboston.org. And Aaron, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And we'll go out with music from The National. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Have a great weekend. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.